Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. This happens to be the 604th Friday in a row that I have talked with you. Yep, we've spent 604 consecutive weeks meeting here on the radio. That's a significant run. 3 months short of 12 years, people are starting to talk. That's 450,000 words. Some relationships don't last that many words. A lot of marriages don't last 12 years. WDRT began broadcasting in September of 2010. I came on in November of that year. I wrote a fantasy essay called Love Soup, about an imaginary couple living in a treehouse on the Kickapoo. People liked it, so I wrote a few more. 604 pieces later, I'm beginning to settle in. I think I like it here. So first of all, thank you from the bottom of my heart for meeting me here this morning. We've met on Fridays when the temperature hit 40 below and Fridays where it climbed to 103. We have sat together during the 2012 drought and through consecutive 100-year floods. Can you have consecutive 100-year floods? We did. There was a liberal African-American in the White House. There was a woman at the helm of the State Department. Russ Feingold was one of our senators. The country was just beginning to climb out of the crash of 2008. Progressives got killed in those midterm elections. Tesla was 7 years old and still looking for a market. And it would be a year before Bitcoin took off. 12 years is a long time. America had not yet entered bozo land. The notion of alternative facts had not been introduced by Kellyanne Conway. The time that simply saying something on Twitter made the statement true, well, that time was just beginning. Steyn's still meant something. A fat man's blustering ran only in the New York tabloids. Fred Trump's little boy was still trying to sell office space in Manhattan. I wish he had done better at business. He might not have decided to run for president. Mary and I lived on Ella Bella Farm when The View from Here started, a glorious 30 acres of prairie and woods and gardens. We grew great produce. I met a lot of you for the first time at our stand in the Viroqua Farmers Market. Our Saturday morning chats led to more radio material than you might know. Inadvertent and deliberate, you gave me so many stories to tell. I spent 2 years at the front end of the Viroqua Food Co-op, the best place ever in which to meet people. I remember when one of the regulars on my line leaned over and said, "I know why you work here, to get material for your radio show." Her observation was more than a little true. The co-op can tell 100 stories a day, day after day. I once had a woman at my register who wanted to make a return. "Sure, no problem. What do you got?" She produced a bag with peanut skins, some salt, and nut dust in it. About 2 ounces in all. 2 ounces of bulk nut remains. She said she wasn't going to eat the nut dust and wanted a refund. I wanted to tell her to make sure to bring in her banana peels, eggshells, and apple cores, too, but I didn't. I bit my tongue so hard it still hurts. I've lived a few places during my time on the planet. Never have I lived anywhere with the energy, creativity, and generosity that Viroqua has. You folks are amazing. If an idea has any merit at all, you'll support it. If it's a good idea, you'll run with it as far as it can go. This radio station is a shining example of that. What other town of 4,500 people, give or take, has as many educational options as we do, and the thriving co-op, and all our arts and entertainment venues, and a local hospital, and a thriving farmers market, and a great radio station? All of which is to say that writing a weekly essay here is about as easy as it gets. So here we are, 604 Fridays away from November of 2010. 604 5-minute chats with the best audience a writer could ever hope for. Thank you for that. Hey, what do you say we do it again next week?